This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As adults, we know what it feels like when we eat a healthy meal versus eating a less healthy option. You know, maybe you grab a donut with that coffee. It might taste good in the moment, but then you get that sugar crash after. We might be less focused at work and at home because of those food choices. And as we know, it does affect our sleep. It also affects our exercise patterns. So why does that logic not extend to the food we feed our children in schools? And what happens when healthy standards are actually put in place? Well, a new study out of Boise State University is looking at those questions. And we are joined live by researcher Lindsay Turner. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me here.
So first off, tell us about your area of research and your background quickly.
Yeah, so I'm a psychologist. I'm really interested in how to create healthy environments at schools that support kids' development, their physical health, their mental health, and then their academic achievement and success.
And so part of what you've looked at is food choices.
Yeah.
Exactly. So talk to us about these. These are some federal standards, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So I've been studying school nutrition for about 15 years, early on doing some work kind of documenting what was going on nationally in terms of the availability of unhealthy items. And then in 2010, this huge landmark federal legislation happened with the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act that was signed into law in December 2010. And over the past 9 years since that time, a variety of changes have happened. So the law directed USDA to update the standards for school meals. They had not been updated in a couple decades, to bring them into line with the dietary guidelines. So that was the first part that rolled out in about 2012, 2013. And then a couple years after that, the USDA released first of its kind standards for everything else sold in schools that covered vending machines, school stores, fundraisers, really just these widespread sources of soda, chips, less healthy options.
And we should note that Idaho does not use what's called the smart snack standards.
We do.
We do use them now.
We do. Yep. Okay. It's federal standards. So all schools participating in the school meal programs, and that's about 99% of schools, are required to have these standards.
Because you get funding, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, and so then if you want the funding, you have to follow the standards.
Right.
So what has your research, what did it focus on specifically?
So this latest study, I've been doing a lot of research on meals, participation rates in meals, how Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act has been implemented. This latest study focused on that smart snacks, that really novel piece of the law. And what we were interested in looking at is how states can facilitate the quick implementation of those new federal laws. And so we looked at the state laws that were already on the books supporting smart snacks and compared the diet. So we were able to leverage this really large comprehensive data set collected by USDA with about 2,000 students soon after smart snacks went into effect. And we looked at variations in the states that they lived in, and we found that the students that were in states where smart snacks was implemented more quickly had better diets.
And so these are the states like the District of Columbia, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, they had implemented the smart snack option. And Idaho at the time had not.
Idaho has a history of really strong policy. Our State Department of Education oversees the child nutrition programs. They're very interested in child nutrition. Those standards, however, did not match completely the level of smart snacks. So there were a lot of other states, Idaho, California, and a handful, that had addressed these types of vending machine issues in schools, but not quite to the level of stringency that smart snacks put into place.
Well, was there anything surprising in the data that you found?
No. So we, as scientists, we had our hypothesis, what we expected to see, and the data really kind of confirmed that. I mean, smart snacks was put into place to reduce the amount of solid fat and sugar, two dietary components that are particularly detrimental to diets. And so we looked to see, you know, whether this was having an impact on that, and indeed it was. It was significant. And it was 54 calories a day from fat and sugar. And when you think about it, it's relatively small, but over a week, a month, a year, it really adds up a lot. And importantly, when students are not consuming those items or those types of dietary components, they're more likely to get the stuff that's good for them instead. What we should be eating, more fruits, vegetables. So that was the goal of Smart Snacks, was to kind of switch away from those highly processed, high fat, high sugar items to more fresh fruits, vegetables, low fat dairy, items that are prioritized by the dietary guidelines.
So then how do you, like, let's say in a vending machine, I mean, the traditional ones, I mean, we see it. It's the soda, the chips, the candy bar, all of that. Do you put an apple in there? I mean, what does that look like?
Sure. Yeah, there are vending machine suppliers who have worked out, you know, how to have perishable items. And the supply chain has worked that out. The other types of switches that were made were putting in baked chips, granola bars, refrigerated cases that can have string cheese. In terms of drinks, you know, bottled water, fizzy water with flavors, you know, there's a variety of options that are appealing to students and still promote a healthy diet.
And are the biggest culprits when it comes to sabotaging any diet, whether, I mean, it's a kid or adult, sugar, sodium, all of the above?
Yeah, particularly the solid fats, added sugars, and the sodium. Yeah.
So with the study, I mean, what is the goal?
So our goal was to look and see, did it work? Mm-hmm. Did Healthy Hunger for Kids Act work to get USDA to issue these standards? They did. They put Smart Snacks into place. And there has been this question, you know, has it worked? Has it been put into place in schools? Right. The USDA's own data show that, yes, the Smart Snack standards have been implemented. And then these data further show, yes, it's impacting kids in a beneficial way.
Well, because it does go also down to that idea of we live in a time where we're busy, right? Mm-hmm. So if you have access to a quick, healthy snack, and sometimes we forget that our kids need that too.
Mm-hmm. So much of the work that I do is focused on creating an environment that supports healthy choices. And the motto is making the healthy choice the easy choice. Mm-hmm. So we want the environment to have an abundance of those options that promote health, you know, make it easy to make that choice.
I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking about this. We've been talking with Boise State professor and researcher Lindsay Turner. If you would like to read the study on smart snacks in schools, you can go to our website. We have it there. Go to boisestatepublicradio.org. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you.
I'm Gemma Gaudet. This is Idaho Matters.